All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Right now we're talking about, I saw this on TikTok, which probably is going to be on its way out soon. FCC commissioner is trying to get it banned from the app stores. But somebody asked, what scandalous family tea did you not find out about until you got older? And I figured I'd ask you that. And there were some great... You can answer on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. People are doing that. Or you can hit us up right now and let us know. 833-973-0969. Like, and if you want to remain anonymous, even better. Go ahead, anonymous.
So I found out that my aunt, who works at a very high-up college in Boston, that when... And she's, like, very... I don't know. She's very, like...
proper and prim? Like, that type?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So she, when it was in her 20s, she sold nudes and sold weed and grew weed. And then I found out after my father passed away that he was in the mafia with Whitey Bulger.
Oh, man.
Wow. Your whole life was a lie.
Wow.
Your prim and proper aunt has Whitey? Pictures of her vagina all over the place.
Bulger.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Let's see. Let's do another anonymous. Go ahead. What did you find out? We're talking about a family tea that you found out after you got older. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my sister and I are 18 years apart. And as I got older, she trusted me more. We're like best friends. And she told me a secret that I have still kept from her husband and her son.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my, no.
Yeah, my 26-year-old nephew is actually his uncle's son.
Damn. Oh, no.
That's terrible.
That one. That one hurts my heart.
Oh, man. Heart.
See, I wouldn't want to know that information if I was the sister. Because now I'm thinking, okay, morally, do I sit on this?
No, you sit on it, man. You take that one.
Oh, but I don't want to know.
One more. Let's go with another anonymous here. What did you find out? What scandalous family tea? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have an uncle that was in the back of the day, like a family, a popular like boxing coach kind of in the area. And I was always like, yeah, he's so cool. He's my uncle. And I found out that he was actually a drug dealer. And he'd be at my parents' house. And I thought he was always doing laundry, but he was stashing money there. Because he didn't want like people to like break into his house in like, case he got like it. You know, raided or something.
Yeah, so. He's like, raid your parents' house. We'll take some more calls next. Sir. Anonymous.
Yeah.
I love the anonymous ones. Anonymous people, stay on the line. Get up, crew, baby. We're talking about family tea that you didn't find out until you got older. It's okay. We all got it. And if you don't think you have any, then maybe you just don't know yet. Actually, let me take that back. Then you just definitely don't know yet.
It's not maybe. It's definitely.
Rob, go ahead. What's yours?
Hey, so my first thing is I found out after my dad passed away that he collected Social Security on me until I was almost 24 years old somehow. He had me thousands of dollars in credit card debt because it was before this Credit Karma and all that. And then I found out that my grandfather used to run with Whitey Bulger and Rob Banks, and he left his family and took off out of state.
Oh, my God. Everybody, ever since Whitey Bulger, ever since he got busted and died, everyone's like, now people are talking about the old Whitey Bulger stories in their
family. I don't know how many of these stories are true.
Anonymous, go ahead. What's the tea that you didn't find out until you were older?
So there's actually a couple of things. The first thing is not necessarily something that I found out. I actually am a family secret.
What?
Yeah. My father apparently had a wife when he met my mother, and I was not really supposed to happen. I kind of beat birth control and a condom.
What?
And, so, you know, when I was older, I did try to reach out to his family because my mother still had their number. And his mother sent me a note back stating that she had already contacted a lawyer and she would get the police involved and get me for harassment. So, because I know that my father has at least two other kids with his wife.
Yeah.
So, to this day, I am the family secret. Not one person knows about me except for probably him and his grandparents and his parents. Who are now dead.
How does that make you feel? Because I don't know why, but that seems kind of cool to me.
Honestly, I don't know. I've always had a guy in my life that was like a father to me. Yeah. He unfortunately hung himself in prison in 2009.
Man, you've had a tragic.
Oh, trust me. I could have you on the phone all day. I'm a hot mess, but I really didn't care too much. I mean, the only thing I ever really wanted to know was for medical history because I have children.
Yeah.
I don't want his money. I don't want nothing from him. I could care less if he fell off a cliff tomorrow. I mean, he's never been there for me, so I really don't care. It's just nice to know, like, if you walk in the street and you see somebody, you're like, oh, is that my father?
Right. See, you know what's crazy, by the way? So The Rock, right? You know, Young Rock, the wrestler, the actor, soon to be president, depending on your. So he grew up, he has a show on it, the Young Rock show. He's talking about how he grew up. You know, it was him and his mom and his dad, who was a wrestler, and the dad was going around to different territories, and he was the only child and all that stuff, and they were a very close family. So apparently, his dad had a few other kids.
The Rock?
The Rock's dad. So The Rock has half siblings. His dad had five other kids. And just like, she didn't say her name, but just like that, one of the there's an article on SI. I could send it to you.
Yes,
on
please.
Sports Illustrated.
Please.
One of the sisters is like, every time I called him, he would hang up on me. And he denied their existence. Yeah.
I remember one time, a long time ago, at church, somebody at church died, and we were at the funeral. Man. Now, I thought the best of this guy, and I still do. I mean, he was an upstanding guy. I thought, yo, his whole other family showed up that nobody knew about, showed up to the funeral. And I'm sitting there like, obviously there was a lot of drama, and I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But it happens more than people say. It happens a lot.
That's crazy.
Whole other family. Secret family.
I mean, I think we have to end it with her. Like, literally, she is the scandalous family tea. She is the family secret. That's not a great call.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Ramiro and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive.
Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.